Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. Feels like that liner was filmed inside a Harley Davidson shop. All motorcycles.
You're an idiot.
Why? You said Quentin Aaron hangs out in a Harley Davidson shop.
You are.
And I just figured out what I would spend my $1.1 billion on.
Go ahead, why?
I would buy my own liner that says, you're now listening to Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and the Naked Pizza Man.
That would never run.
I would buy it. I would buy the network. I'd buy the whole thing.
You can buy anything you want.
I'd buy the board. I'd buy the laptop. I'd buy the microphones. I'd buy everything.
But you can't buy me.
Wow. For $1.1
billion? All right. I can be bought. Now, you're going to give me $1.1 billion to run a liner with that name in it.
That's right.
That's about what it would cost.
It's our show.
I'll give you the damn show.
Okay, for $1.1
billion? For $1.1 billion, it's sold.
Deal. Got to meet me in Miami, though. Got to buy a plane ticket and meet me down there.
The problem is, if you won $1.1 billion, you wouldn't get $1.1
billion. No, you're going to get $600 million.
I think it's $600 million, and then you pay taxes.
No. Oh, really?
Yes.
So they take the luxury tax first?
Yeah. Well, first,
really?
Well, it's not the luxury tax. What it is if you win $1.1 billion, you know, it's that you take X amount all up front, or you take X amount a month and blah, 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 blah for the rest of eternity.
Okay.
Most people at $1.1 billion are going to take the $650 million or $635 million because what's the difference between $630 and you spread that out? You're not going to live that long.
Right.
So now you're getting $635 million, then you pay the taxes because it's the lump sum payment.
Sure.
So $635 million... 20%, you know, you're...
What will be the first thing you buy? Yeah, that money, it came in, it's in the bank, it cleared. What's the first thing you buy?
I don't know. You know, I know the first thing I would do.
Retire your wife.
Yeah, I would have my wife literally quit that day. You know, even before anything is done.
Before you spent any of the money, would you go and do anything that you normally do? Like, would you go to Bucks training camp? Would you go your normal routine and not let anybody know yet? Like,
yeah.
Kind of...
You know, but the problem is I have a big mouth. The chance of me keeping that quiet is not good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even your inner circle, somebody's going to leak it. You know, because the inner circle tells their inner circle.
For sure.
And then their inner circle.
Right. It's like, you can't tell anybody this. And then they tell that to the next person. Like, you can't say that I told you this.
Right. Right. And we know that. We've seen it. You know, we've been involved in it. You know, I get it.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. You know, I think I would... Obviously, I would pay off my children's debts and all that kind of stuff.
For sure.
How do you give money to yourself?
What do you mean?
I'm paying off their debts.
Yeah, right. Just reimburse yourself.
Right, like, exactly.
Made to the order of Randall Harris.
I don't know who that is. So.
You're not Randall?
So that check would never be able to be
cashed. Are you Randall or is it Randy?
I just told you.
Dude, not Randall.
I am not, no.
Never been a Randall.
I told you this.
Okay, I'm just checking.
When I went, I think it was a train. I'm sure it was a train to Miami to sign up in the military. Huh. I literally argued.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they're like, you have to sign it Randall. I go, no, I don't. I'm not signing it Randall. Well, that's your name. Hold on a second. You're telling me my name?
Right.
I just met you.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me my name? And I almost demanded a ticket back, you know, to come back home and not join the military.
There's a comedian named Nate something, Bergenstern or something, whatever his name is. But he said that he has his ID, his license.
Is this a quick story?
Yeah, it says Nathaniel, right? But he goes by Nathan. And so he's at the airport, and the guy's like, it's like, oh... He's like, this isn't good. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, it's not the same name. He's like, yeah, but it's the same name. He's like, it's not. He's like, he goes, but you can see the leap we took to get here, right? Like, it's the same name. And he goes, I realize at this point that this guy can't figure out that they call me Nate. He goes, he's going to lose it. He's like, hey, this guy over here with three names trying to fly. He's like, you just want to shoot him from over there. It's hilarious. The guy's delivery, it's comical. But same thing.
Not funny, but
the government ID says one thing. Your name you go by is another name from like your license or whatever. And then there's like a nickname or your common name.
Yeah.
So
been involved in all that. I know a story of somebody who flew on a plane with his brother's license.
Well, I mean, that's not.
They're twins.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, it's wrong.
I mean, yeah, but it could just be a mix up. Could just grab the wrong passport, like, oops.
And
like,
you know, like me. I'm sure if he would have got caught, that's probably how it would have played out.
It looks like me on the picture. So,
all right. So I had a question for Caleb. And since we've changed times on him three times, maybe he won't get on. So here's a question that I wanted to ask him.
You're going to ask me instead.
I will now ask you instead.
Yes, I'm part of the show.
And I'm sure that your answer will be different.
Okay.
So yesterday was the crew, the Buccaneer crew, the fan club or whatever. Okay. I don't know, really. Honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's people that have season tickets, you know, whatever.
Okay.
But it was an autograph session.
Okay.
With the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes.
6-8 players sit at a table.
Okay.
Okay. So I was talking to somebody who went. And they kind of felt uncomfortable as we were talking about this. There's 8 players sitting at the table.
Okay.
You bring an item to get signed.
Yes.
Are you comfortable having one person sign the item and then walking away?
Where you don't let the other 5 or 7 people sign.
Right.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
Because you went there for that one autograph. Like, that's the one.
Are you being disrespectful to those other 7 players?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, again.
Because we went to the Ted Williams Hall of Fame induction.
They were all at different tables.
One table, but side by side.
No.
They were all together.
They were not.
Where? Andre Dawson was right next to.
They were right next to. They were not connected. It was not the same table. It was 2 tables. It was a row of tables.
Right, row
of tables. You know, kind of like, what was that, Comic-Con? They're all at separate tables.
Right, for sure.
What they did out there was there's one massive table with whatever number you want me to use. 8 players sitting at the same table. You know, this is a round table. It would be like 8 people sitting at the same table. What, you know, out there, it's totally different. They're different. It's like going up to Richard Karn and not going to Debbie Dunning.
Right. I don't think that. I think when you're a celebrity, people come because they want a certain autograph from a certain person. I don't think there's any hard feelings, you know. I mean, maybe Bob Eubanks, because nobody was in his line. Maybe he was a little salty.
I felt bad.
Like, and then, like, I went up and talked to him. I was like, hey, like, we had you on the show. It was great talking to you. Like, you know,
I wanted to go back just to talk to him.
And we did. And I did. And then he, like, you know, he's like, hey, man, if you could do me a favor, he's like, just let people know, have them go on cameo.com. And they can buy a video, and I can do a recorded message for them. That's what Cameo is. So he's like, if you could mention it on air, it would really help me out a lot. I appreciate it. So it was really cool to like actually get to talk to him and network with them.
I wanted to go back. I was just tired. You know, flew in from Salt Lake that morning, and I did want to go back and talk to
him. But in all fairness, the lines that had the longest lines are the athletes or celebrities that were there. It was all the
voice actors and stuff.
It was the voice actors of the animation.
Yeah.
They had the longest lines by far.
I was told Winnie the Pooh, you know, who we had on the show, his line was
Jim Cummings.
Yeah. All the way.
Yeah.
I guess there was a former radio person. I don't know if he was management or whatever, who went into voice acting, who was about 5 tables to the right, basically right across from Eubanks.
Uh-huh.
Who supposedly had the longest line there was.
Oh,
which, yeah. You know, we saw Loretta Swit. Pauly Shore was there. We didn't see him.
Saw Corey Feldman was there. He looked like Loretta Swit. I mean, it was it was tough. But, you know, those were, that's back when Hollywood was like, you know, like Loretta Swit was a major star back in the day. You know, I mean, that's when Hollywood was like,
how about Klinger? Hollywood. What'd Klinger look like?
I didn't see him. I didn't see him there.
Klinger was next to
I know, but he wasn't there when I was there.
So he wasn't wearing a dress. Now it'd be okay.
Right.
You know, yeah, back then it was have a problem. Longer log, probably. Right. You know, now he would have Bud Light commercials. He'd have all sorts of stuff. I don't know why he wouldn't go that route.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me? Yeah. I'm Jimmy Farr. I'm Klinger.
Yeah. What was your favorite show growing up?
I didn't really have
a favorite. Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I watched
A-Team.
I don't really ever watch that. Huh. You know, I mean, Family Ties, Facts of Life, you know, all of the homely, you know,
Different Strokes.
I watched that.
Different Strokes guy.
Archie Bunker, The Jeffersons.
Oh, yeah.
All in the Family. All those shows that couldn't be on today.
Oh, yeah. All in the Family. What was it called? All in the Family?
Yeah, All in the Family.
Or Mel's Diner. Like I still treat my waitresses like Mel does.
Yeah, but you know that wasn't as bad.
yelling, like damn it, Flo.
I wonder if Meathead, who's very vocal about the world we live in, if he refuses the residuals from All in the Family, since he's so against it, is he refusing the money, or is he taking it and still ripping it?
Oh, he's still taking it.
You know, same with what I don't remember what singer it was. Hit Me with Your Best Shot. Who sings that? Pat Benatar.
Who
is refusing to sing it now in concerts and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, really?
But I'm sure she's taking the residuals, you know, from, you know, sales or illegal streams or, you know, whatever's happening to, to her stuff. But it was fun. I mean, it was a fun little Comic-Con.
It was great.
Maybe we all save up and we broadcast from the big one in San Diego.
Was that the major?
That's the biggie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly, I was not there. Allegedly, and I think I've told the story, they had a costume contest that supposedly the only way you get on the floor, it's kind of set up like an arena.
Okay.
So the only way you get on the floor is if you're in costume.
Okay.
So they walked around, and I guess they picked like 10 of the best costumes. One of the costumes was the guy from Breaking Bad.
Okay.
What's his name?
Heisenberg?
No.
Aaron Paul.
Cranston.
Yep.
Okay. So this guy was in a Cranston outfit.
Bryan Cranston.
So he was one of the 10. And then the crowd was supposed to cheer or whatever. I'm trying to see what you wrote and where you wrote it. There's so many scribbles on here. So the crowd by clap would pick the winner. So they go down the line. The first one, they clap. The second one, they clap. The third, blah, 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 blah. I don't know where the character or the costume of Bryan Cranston was, but you know, he just got a mediocre clap, and then he took the mask off and it was Bryan Cranston.
Then
the place lost it, and obviously he won the how could you imagine losing the Bryan Cranston look-alike contest? Now it wasn't that,
yeah,
you know, there was a monster, there was a this or that. We were supposed to do an interview today, and I sent an email out, found the coolest thing. And I always tell you two knuckleheads, you know, I pop into these like markets, you know, like craft markets, like they do down at Alang, even though that's a food one. So Steve and I went to one and we were killing time because a soap store didn't open until noon on Saturday on Fight Day.
Okay.
So we're walking around trying to kill time and we found this like open market and we found this young man who made things from the laser printer.
Oh, yeah, 3D printing.
I want to buy a printer.
Yeah, what would you make?
Oh, my God. He made, I don't know what it is, but it's my grandson's favorite thing, Axel something? Axetol? Axelard?
Axolotl?
Yeah, something like that.
From the Mexican animals?
No idea what it is, but I brought him back one, and it hasn't left his side since I gave it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is so cool, just made from a laser printer.
You can make guns.
I know.
You can make, I think they have them, like, they can make houses. You can, like, 3D print, like, a house.
I wanted to, like, make some knockout radio stuff, which would be kind of cool. So I'm going to look into it. I heard that the printers are not that expensive. They're expensive, but it's not. You don't need $1.1 billion to buy it.
I would make a 3D version of Motorhead's Brazilian album from Motorhead to be made out of 3D
motors.
Vinyl.
It'd be made out of motors.
It'd be on motors.
Make that statue. You could make a statue of Lemmy, like what is at the Rainbow Room, and we could present it to Steve.
Yeah.
That would be a hell of a gift.
That's what he needs.
You know, life size, cigarette in the mouth, like what we saw at the Rainbow Room, you know, the whole nine yards.
Where's the Rainbow Room at?
L.A.
Okay.
I would have never known it until...
Is that where Whiskey JoJo's is, or Whiskey...
Yes.
What's the name of that? Whiskey A Go-Go?
Yes. Yeah. I think we walked by that too, didn't we? Yeah.
I was there once. That was nice.
Steve took me up into the little hidden room in the Rainbow Room. Oh. Very claustrophobic. I think he told me, and this may be a lie. I may be lying. I'm not Steve. Okay. I think he said he was up there with Cobain.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I don't know.
Cobain or cocaine?
Probably both.
Okay. Okay. Go up there with Cobain's cocaine. That's what it was.
David Grohl.
David Grohl. I've heard that name.
He's the lead singer of Foo Fighters, who was in the band that Cobain was. What was the band Cobain
Nirvana?
Was in?
Nirvana.
All right. Yeah. Break time. Nice. Then we'll have another break time. Then Billy Quarantillo will be on. And then break time. And then break time. And then a couple more UFC fighters. And then a break time. Damn. And then Marcus Davis. And Ryan Wessner. And then a break. And then pizza. I gave pizza away. I gave some free pizza away. I'll tell you about it on the air when we come back.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Duh Pizza. I want to read an email that I just got.
Oh, words are hard.
Media partners.
Mm.
This is from the Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall.
On Thursday, the Cleveland Browns will conduct a celebration of life for Jim Brown.
Okay.
It will begin at 1 p.m. at wherever, adjacent to the high school. The venue is closed to all media.
Great.
Then why are you sending me the email? Now, it does go on. It says, except those those a short list who have been invited directly by the Cleveland Browns. So I got a really good idea. Send it to the short list of the people who are invited by the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, yeah.
Just saying.
Instead of sending it to all media, right. Then you can't go.
Yeah, look what's happening, but you can't go.
So is that what the movie, a man named Otto is about? Otto Graham. From the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. This is why I want you to watch it. The movie A Man Named Otto could be my life story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny. It's me.
Just a guy that goes around eating buffets?
Better.
Better than the buffets?
Yeah.
Losing cars in the military?
First of all, I didn't lose it. See, he produces, but he doesn't know that if you don't have a headset,
yeah, he doesn't understand.
Don't talk.
Well, he didn't know that things were live until today.
I didn't lose a car when I was in the military. I left a car. There's a big difference.
A guy sleeping with subs.
Sleeping with subs.
At Subway. Eating so much and you go into a coma, insulin spike, and then take a nap on the little hard yellow benches.
I would, if I was to win $1.1 billion, I wonder how many military people would come out of the woodwork.
What franchise would you buy with that kind of money?
Apple.
No, if you're like food franchise, like Golden Corral, what would you want?
I wouldn't buy it. I just would eat it.
Right. You'd want to live in it. Yeah. So it's always convenient.
Yeah. Open one I would have a house built because obviously I need a little one bigger, and I would put a restaurant, whatever that restaurant is.
What's that one restaurant?
I don't know.
Out of all the restaurants you've ever been to. So you build a palace, the first floor, you have your own restaurant inside of it. What is it?
I would upgrade it, okay? But what I would do is I would build a food court.
Okay.
Right? So, but I would have my own whatever in the food court. Okay. Like I would have, I forget the name of the steak place. It'll come to me in Roswell, which is one of the top two or three steaks I've ever had.
Okay.
I would have that in the food court.
Okay.
I would have a really awesome, sushi place.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a buffet because I can afford it.
Right.
But me being me, I would not have that closed. It would be open to the public. You could come in.
Let people come into your house eat at the food court?
This isn't my house. I'm
saying you win $1 billion, you build your dream house, you put a restaurant inside of this house. Because like professional athletes, they have bowling alleys inside and they have they build out real entertainment, real places.
Hamburger Head. I would just hire a chef. I wouldn't need a restaurant.
We're role playing. We're having fun.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I would
buy a Chick-fil-A. I'd build a Chick-fil-A.
And close it on Sunday?
No, I'd keep it open on Sunday. I'd be the only Chick-fil-A open on Sunday.
Well, you wouldn't be.
Oh, I would.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't get the franchise. Because it would have to be a franchise that would just be for you, and you would have to pay royalties or whatever, which would be no big deal. But no, you would not be able to do it on Sunday.
I wonder if they've ever opened on Sunday for anything. Because I know the Super Bowl, they didn't.
When Jesus came back, they opened it for him.
Because on Super Bowl Sunday, they were closed. Right? It was at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Correct.
In Atlanta.
Correct.
They didn't open on Sunday.
Well, that's...
And that's Super Bowl.
That's their deal. Super Bowl, right around the corner.
They're pretty firm with that. Super Bowl's not around the corner.
It is.
Super Bowl's in February.
Right. Football starts tomorrow for the road to Las Vegas. Yeah. That is going to be the biggest cluster F. Traffic is brutal. Cost is brutal.
Crudel. Where are we staying?
I don't know about you. First of all, I didn't know you were going.
Well, of course I'm going. I went to Phoenix. Why would I go to Vegas?
I don't know.
Don't exclude me from this rant.
I have to look at the list.
Don't you cut me out of the list.
I don't know where you are on the list.
I'm on the top of that page right there.
Well, you're not.
I'm right up there.
No, you're honestly not.
It says talent, and then it says Randy, and then there's Steve.
Right. And then where are you?
I'm talent.
my biggest dilemma is you, Leslie. I don't know the order of that.
Of course you know the order of that.
I do? Yeah. Leslie.
No way. Are you crazy? She's got weather reports to do in Sarasota.
Well, and she can do it from Vegas.
How are people going to know what to do?
She can say it's freaking hot here.
She has to direct them around traffic cones.
We're already starting to put Radio Row and everything together. Las Vegas is going to be insanity.
Unbelievable. It's going to be crazy.
I had somebody call me today. They're coming out of the woodwork already.
Yeah.
Hey, Radio Row, can you get me on Radio Row? I need to get 9 people on Radio Row.
Imagine winning $1 billion, the kind of people come out of the woodwork.
It'd be easier for me to give away money than get you on Radio Row.
That's true.
Trust me. All right, let's hit a break. Billy Q, when we return, as we head out to Nashville, UFC on ESPN this Saturday. We'll start with Billy Q when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Step Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Hey!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Real quick, because I don't want to keep Billy Q holding, but you want to know why I get so riled up and why I piss so many people off and why I dislike so much many in the media? There is a media site that I've heard of, okay? Their headlines, it's official. Ronda Rousey returns to MMA rules, fights former UFC teammate in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, it's a wrestling event Saturday in Detroit. It's not a fight.
It's modified MMA rules.
It's fake.
It's fake. But wrestling's not fake. It's scripted.
Let's go up to Nashville as we get ready for UFC on ESPN this weekend, and where it's real. It's as real as it gets. Let's welcome back to the program, Billy Quarantillo. Billy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Randy. Hope all is well over there.
All is very well, and we miss you here. When are you getting back to town? We've got pizza to provide.
Oh, man, yeah, I can't wait. That sounds delicious right now. I'm cutting weight. I'll be back in town, I think, on Tuesday.
Okay, well, then the pizzeria is open on Tuesday. You know, whenever you need it.
I'll be down to get some food for sure.
So earlier I mentioned that you live here in Tampa, but Randy was under the assumption you live up in New York travel.
Yeah, he's both. He's up in the Northeast and he's in Tampa as well.
Like Friola does. Is that true? Like you split your time equally?
Definitely not equally. I live in Tampa now, but I grew up in Western New York, and then I definitely do a lot of my training. I'll try to go out there at least once or twice a year over to Long Island and train with those guys over there.
Did I see on social media that that you had a baby?
I do. Yes, I did. I have a 1-year-old son now.
Wow! Congratulations, buddy.
What's that like? I mean, obviously, I know I have children and grandchildren, but I'm curious. You know how it's been for you, how much you've enjoyed it, and how it's changed your life.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've enjoyed it quite a bit, man. It's waking up and having a son there, and just doing all the things with him, and being around him, and watching him grow. Has been incredible. It's been a complete blessing to me and my wife, Bree. And yeah, I just can't say enough about it. I always wanted to be a dad, but I didn't realize how much that it would change me and how much I would appreciate it and how much more motivation I have to provide for my son and my family now. And I look at the future a lot differently because everything I do now is for him.
Just be prepared for what's about to happen, like in the next 2 months, 3 months. Now, you know, they're starting to talk. They're starting to walk. And it's been cool up to this point, I know. But wait until you can, like, have a conversation. And, you know, my granddaughter's, you know, 3, and it's like she's a human being. You know, it's just so crazy. That's coming, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's what everyone tells me, that, you know, enjoy the moment because it goes really fast. And that, you know, it doesn't get easier, but it gets more fun.
So, I mean, you said it added extra motivation. I mean, you've always been a determined guy. You've always seemed to be very dialed in as far as what you want out of this career and this legacy that you're leaving in the UFC. So talk about the extra motivation. Like, is it for legacy? Is it for pride? Is it for just a sense of purpose? Like, what do you?
It's to feed the baby.
Obviously monetarily, right?
yeah, I think it's a little bit of all of that. It's you know, I want my son to be able to look back at my UFC career and watch my highlights and be proud of his dad. And then, of course, the financial part of it is, you know, every win makes more money, get a bigger name, get bigger sponsors, provide a better life for him, you know, better schooling, better, you know, a better location. All that stuff that I think a lot more about now that I have a son. I never really cared where I live or you know, who I'm around, but I want my son to have the best opportunity that I could provide for him. So a lot of it's just go out there and perform at my best and give him the life that I think he deserves.
I know some fighters don't like talking food, and I kind of started it with pizza. But so I'm curious. A lot of the fighters tell me while they're cutting weight, they watch the Food Network. They watch these food channels, kind of live through food, knowing that they can't eat it for 2 or 3 more days. Are you one of those?
No. I would say I'm kind of the opposite. I try to avoid really delicious foods, and we're in a really nice hotel here. I just walked by. We did, like, the UFC media stuff. And they got all this delicious food, all this, like, chicken and you know, like, macaroni and all this other good stuff. And I'm just smelling it. And, you know, I always think, all right, tomorrow's the weight cut day. And then Friday you can eat whatever you want. And then we'll go have some fun on Saturday. But, no, I don't really – I try to avoid food a little bit until then.
You know, and I'll get off the food because I don't want you to come here on Tuesday and punch me in the face. But you just said on Friday when you can eat anything you want, and I remember vividly Sam Hoger saying the same thing. He went out to an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet on Friday, and then he goes, I felt like death on Saturday. How careful do you have to be on what you're going to put in your body Friday before, you know, you get and have fun on Saturday in the Octagon?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, you know, I said you can eat whatever I want, but I'm still going to keep it. You know, with the food I'm used to eating, but at least I'm allowed to eat like a steak and, you know, some pasta with marinara sauce and that kind of stuff. I do try to avoid foods that might give me a stomachache. I don't eat any seafood or sushi or anything like that. But just good carbs, good proteins. I don't celebrate making weight on Friday. I celebrate winning and making weight and all that Saturday after the fight. So Saturday after the fight is when I can eat the pizza and the ice cream and the cookies. But Friday, it's at least I could still eat, you know, good tasting chicken, steak, maybe a little bit of barbecue since we're in Nashville. But yeah, I don't really like to overdo it until Saturday.
A lot of fighters, you know, they come on, you know, their last fight was, you know, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago or 9 months ago. Pretty quick turnaround for you. What, just over 3 months, right?
Yeah. I wanted to stay busy this year. I want to stay busy this year regardless of the first fight outcome. And I wasn't sure, like, maybe if I would have went out there and got a huge finish and had, like, a dog fight, that I might have taken a little bit more time off. But after the loss and, you know, taking a week off to myself, I felt like I had to get right back in there, and I wanted to get right back to work, and I was still in really good shape, and I wanted to stay in really good shape. So this was an easier training camp because I was already in really good shape. I didn't have any brain issues. I didn't spar for the first, like, month and a half after the fight. But then this training camp has just been great so far.
You know, one of the things that I remember from back in the day covering it, you know, the very beginning, and it's kind of gotten away a little bit about the sportsmanship, about, you know, this is a sport. You know, after your last fight, you know, I saw some reports and some photos of you and Edson, you know, in the back and, you know, not friends, but, you know, kind of cool pictures after you just fought.
Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys I've always had a lot of respect for. And, just, you know, the fight's over at this point. You know, maybe I would love to get a rematch one day, but after the fight, you know, he's a father. I'm a father. I have nothing but respect for him. He caught me. He had a better night. And, there's nothing to be mad about after, you know, I got nothing but respect for him. He certainly didn't do anything dirty. So we were, we were cool. I shook hands with him after and, you know, there doesn't have to be any bad blood after the fight.
You know, I love seeing it, and I always say it's easy to show class when you win. You know, the other is different, and I love seeing class, and you're definitely one of them. I know I saw a lot on Facebook. You were doing some charity events leading up to this fight. A, can you talk about it? B, is it still going on? And C, how can people get involved either way?
I'm sorry. I missed the first part of the question.
You know, I saw on Facebook that you were posting things about raising some money for charity, you know, doing some things, you know, to help some charity. So I was asking, A, is it still going on? B, how can people get involved, you know, moving forward? Is it too late to get involved and help?
No, absolutely not. So, what I was doing was one of my sponsors, Once Upon a Coconut, they always, every single case of coconut water they sell, 10% goes to charity. And I decided that for this training camp, which you can still buy, any Once Upon a Coconut you buy using code CAMP20, all the money that we raise for that, I'm going to match it and I'm going to donate it to the Down Syndrome Foundation of Florida, which is a company that I've gotten a chance to work with before, hands-on. I've gotten to meet a lot of the people in that foundation, and I know exactly where the money's going, so that means a lot to me. So, yeah, if anyone wants to donate to the Down Syndrome Foundation of Florida, if they want to buy Once Upon a Coconut, onceuponacoconut.com, you'll save 20% using Camp 20. And then, of course, I'll match that money anyway, and that'll go to that great fund.
Awesome. Good awesome. Stuff. Hopefully some people will do that. Let's talk about real quickly the task at hand, your reward, which is coming up a couple days on Saturday in Nashville, UFC on ESPN. Talk about your opponent.
Oh, yeah, Damon Jackson, he's a tough guy. He's a very good grappler, and he's really unorthodox on the feet. So he can overwhelm people. He could be kind of tricky. and he wants to make it a grappling match. So my job is to do the opposite. I'm going to make it as violent as possible and make it as exciting as possible. Keep the fight on the feet. And if we do grapple, you know, end up in a good position, get on top of him and do what I do best.
You know, a lot of fighters always talk about, you know, and they don't explain the game plan. They just say they have a game plan. And I always ask, how can you have a game plan when you don't know what the opponent's going to do? You know, you don't really know you're going to do this and you don't know how they're going to respond to it. So is it more just, you know, act and react? Is that kind of the process?
Yeah, well, it's just studying a lot of his fights. You know, now that we're, you know, we're both longtime UFC fighters at this point, I can kind of pick up his tendencies, like what he likes to do. He likes to come out aggressive and try to get the fight to the floor as soon as possible. If he decides to not be as aggressive and keep it striking, then you know, we got to go to plan B2 and we got to react to that. But we had a great training camp and we're ready for whatever he wants to do. We're prepared for it. You know, there's a main game plan and then there's, all right, well, if he does this and we got to do this. And overall, I like my style and I like that my conditioning, we did a lot of sprints in that Florida heat all summer long. I'm prepared to go 3 hard 5-minute rounds and do whatever it takes to get that win.
So, Billy, I know we always like to ask, you know, fighters, this is in Nashville, obviously. You know, a lot of your fights were back in the Apex and in Vegas. Do you like fighting in these big arenas, like, you know, on the road, like outside of Vegas? You know, does it matter to you if there's a big crowd, a live energy crowd? Do you tap into that? Does that help your performance at all?
Yeah, I do. I look at it like I use the crowd's energy. I really enjoy fighting in front of people, especially when, you know, I think I have like 40 or 50 people coming from my family and people in Tampa and people in Lewiston where I grew up. So yeah, I really like it. I feel like I'm a showman and I feel like my style is very fun. It's very fan friendly. So I really enjoy the stadium fights. I ask for them every single time. So, and I think the UFC likes that too. And they've been putting me back in the stadium these last few fights.
Good stuff. That's Billy, awesome. As always, thank you for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know it's a job, but you enjoy it. It's the enjoyment that the fans are going to get as well as you in it. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong as well as some cool stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Great. Thank you so much, Randy. I'll see you up and I'll have to get some pizza sometime next week.
Absolutely. We'll do it. Have fun. Thanks, Billy.
See you, buddy.
All right. Later, buddy.
That is UFC on ESPN, regular time. Wished it was earlier.
You should have known that he lived in Tampa. You already had his address to send him a care package.
Well, I don't. They have it back.
It didn't say New York. It says Tampa.
Well, again, you have two addresses. He goes up and trains up there with Matt and such. Such chuckles. All right, let's go hit a break. Quarter to the hour. More stuff. No Caleb Beninat. Hour number 2.
Where's he at?
Who knows? He's in Canada. He got lost, eh? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Gaylord for athlete for the San Francisco Giants, the Cleveland Indians, the Texas Rangers, the San Diego Padres, the New York Yankees, the Atlanta Braves, the Seattle Mariners, and the Kansas City Royals. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back live from Tournament of Pizza.
Who's that guy? We're naming off a bunch of teams that have changed their names.
First of all, his name was Gaylord Perry.
Oh, Gaylord Perry.
And I have a signed bottle of his Vaseline.
Oh,
he was a known Vaseline user.
Is that illegal now? Can he put Vaseline?
It was illegal then, too.
Oh, was it? Why is Vaseline? It would make it slippery, wouldn't it?
Okay. If it changes the direction of a baseball, it's illegal. So there's this new game out, and Sean plays it. A lot of people play it. I went to a doctor's office yesterday. This lady's husband plays it, and it's like two teams. Okay. So we'll say it's football. This is baseball, so Gaylord would work. But, well, we'll do
there's
baseball.
There's Gaylord.
So the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants.
Okay,
so it's the Atlanta Braves go up and down, and the Giants go across. So one will say who played for both. The next will be like a 300-game winner. So the object to get more points is to use names that people don't know.
Okay.
So Sean did one. It was the Bucks and the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the other, whatever their name is. But so Sean used Todd Yoder. 0.01% of the guesses said Todd Yoder.
Of course. Yeah, no one knows who.
Well, exactly. So that's what, well, you can use Gaylord Perry, and today's youngins have no idea who Gaylord Perry is, who Gaylord Perry played for. It was the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jonathan Casillas. 0.000. Not a single person. Yeah. He was well, that's how you get more points.
Sure. You gotta be a nobody.
Yeah. So well, not a nobody, but
so like this guy has no followers on Instagram, but he does a national podcast radio style show.
Who's that?
Randall Harris.
I don't know who that is.
That's a guy named Otto.
Okay. Well, I can't wait till you watch it. I really can't wait till you watch it. I can't wait.
No, but while we're here. Why are we here? Well, since you got the emails that you don't have a social media presence, that you're nobody on social media, let's let everybody know how they can follow us live on Knockout Radio, the longest running MMA show in the country.
Longest running sports show in Tampa Bay.
Show in Tampa Bay.
I guess I could tell you all that if I knew. That's why my social media isn't what it should be.
Our producer's here. So.
I think it's knockout_radio is the YouTube. I believe knockout_radio is the Instagram. You know, and I tried to explain, and I'm like, watch A Man Named Otto, and you'll see why it's the new me. I'm not trying to explain. If you don't like it, tough. But I still have my MySpace.
Yeah. At least you have a friend there in Tom.
Right, Tom. Exactly.
That's nice.
You know, my email is AOL. You know, there's just too much of it. I can't do it all.
Do you still do the Green Acres, like climb a pole and make a phone call?
But yeah.
Were Green Acres one of your shows?
No, but Zsa Zsa Gabor was.
She was a megastar, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was a little young. But I remember watching that reruns. Like
you were young, or you had no lungs.
I had no lungs when I was young.
Okay.
Yes, they developed later.
Okay.
But yeah, like
you once were a tadpole. Now you're a human.
I remember those like Perry Mason, like those old school, TV shows. But yeah, Zsa Zsa Gabor was like a Hollywood like star, right? Like
some of those shows back in the day are so bad. They were bad then. So imagine how bad they are now.
Sure.
Okay. But still, I'll still watch Bonanza. I watched Bonanza.
What about Dallas? Like that was a mega show, right?
Yeah, but that was to the next level. That was Bonanza, on crack.
Okay.
I wish I could remember it. Linda Evans, I think, was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Big Valley. Big Valley. I was a huge Big Valley fan. Not a very good show. I loved it. You know, but again, a lot of those, you know, it's like the movies back in the day. A Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Not very good. Okay. The Warriors. You know, one of my favorite movies, my brother's favorite movie. Not very good. But that's what was big back then. Yeah. You know, they didn't have all of the...
The Tony Danza, Who's the Boss? That was a big show.
I watched it.
I remember I was my childhood growing
up. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. Benson.
Benson. That's a name I haven't heard in years.
I wonder if they could do a remake of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And would they use somebody different than Will?
They could use Philip Rowe from the UFC.
Well, just because he calls himself the Fresh Prince.
He looks like him. If he had the same haircut, same guy.
Whatever.
So.
I'm trying to remember some of the other ones. You already said Alice.
Who do you think the biggest movie star of all time was?
Was or is?
Or is. Or who do you think it's like, if one person went to a Comic-Con and you're like, oh my God, they're here. Like, what's that one, like, unbelievable star?
You know, I obviously there's plenty, you know, but I wouldn't, but I'm sure most people would say either Pacino or De Niro, you know, one of those. I was, you know, I've met a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, a lot of people. When I met Gene Hackman, I was a little,
really?
This is Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if anybody puts Gene Hackman in that
top
age so stratosphere, right? Kind of thing.
It's like Marlon Brando. You've got like who was the guy, like the Scarlet Charlton Letter? Heston. Who was like the Charlton Scarlet Heston. Letter?
I don't know. I don't even know what the Scarlet Letter is.
Wasn't that what was it? Oh no, Gone with the Wind.
Well, I never saw it.
Gone by the Wind.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Humphrey Bogart, Clark Gable.
Never saw it.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
Never saw anything she was in.
Really?
Nothing.
Well, she didn't really have much on.
Well, maybe I'll watch it then.
Oh, she had a cake. She was wearing a cake.
Yeah, and a big white dress that blows up when she stood above some fan or something.
How iconic a photo, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple photographs that are just Americana, like old school. The one with the sailor, like off the, you know, in the...
Should have been me and my wife, or my wife and I.
Yeah.
You know, she's a nurse. I'm not. Yeah. What's the one that was, that wasn't Facts of Life. What was the Michael J. Fox? I remember the name of that one.
Back to the Future?
No, the TV show. You know, we're past the movies.
You know, Family Ties?
What was it?
Family Ties?
Was it Family Ties? Yeah, I liked all those. Yeah. You know, just mindless, you know, nothing too serious. You know, Bewitched. Watched Big Bewitched. One of my favorite shows, and again, I don't care what you think, okay?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Partridge Family.
Oh, Partridge Family.
Huge Partridge Family.
Yeah.
My nephew, who owns Curated Heat on Central Avenue, a vintage store, has been on a lookout for something that I want. And I don't want many things, right?
Right.
You know that. Right. I don't have room. If I bring one more thing in the house, I could be shot or divorced. Right. I'm not sure which. I want a vintage Partridge Family lunchbox.
Okay.
To put in the kitchen, you know, up on the...
I think if you won $1 billion, you could afford that.
Yeah, I could probably afford to have it made, too. But I would get home from school to watch the Partridge Family. And yes, it's on my list, whatever that's called.
Top 10?
No, not top 10, but, you know, whatever, the playlist.
Oh,
Yeah, it's on my playlist.
All right.
Nice. Do you even know who the Partridge Family... No.
I don't. I mean, I assume it has Danny Buttafuoco in it.
Danny Bonaducci is the drummer. I don't know why you would say it that way.
The Danny Buttafuoco. Wasn't that the Amy Fisher story?
Yes. Yes. I knew Amy Fisher.
Did you really?
Not that Amy Fisher. Oh. A different one, but acted very similar.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my favorite cartoon, I think, I always say this, but I'm not sure, but it was Johnny Quest. Did you ever watch Johnny Quest?
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
I never heard of it.
Yeah, Johnny Quest was my cartoon.
Okay.
You know, as Brad Katona said, he's a cartoon guy.
What about like Steve McQueen, like those old school Hollywood?
Never seen him.
Really?
Never seen him.
Dang.
And everybody gets shocked when I say I've never seen, and I haven't. You know, I was flipping channels, and I think it was Scarface, I think. and it had what's his name? No, the guy from My Cousin Vinny, Joe Pacheco. Joe Piscopo.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. Yeah.
I don't think he was in Scarface. He was in Casino.
Well, it wasn't that.
He was in Goodfellas.
Maybe it was Goodfellas.
Yeah,
Goodfellas. Where he killed the guy in the
with
car.
With a pin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one scene that I saw, and it didn't interest me much.
It was a good movie. It was a good.
I get it. I'd rather watch My Cousin Vinny again. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
You know, just, and it's still good, even with Ralph Macchio in it.
Yeah, it does have Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, he's brutal to watch.
It's tough.
Being Ralph Macchio? Or just being an actor?
No, just being Ralph Macchio.
No, it is. I could see it. All right, 2 hours down, 1 hour to go, and this hour, ladies and gentlemen, is packed. Gavin Tucker, when we return, Marcus Davis, Ryan Westner from Rhino Cards, O'Day Osborne, totally full, and we will get to it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.